transfer you now to the Park Street Church in Boston for the regular Sunday morning service conducted by Dr. A.Z. Conrad.
It would be difficult for any devout person to doubt the possibilities of a Christ-filled organization who knows the facts regarding this church. It is an encouragement to all who are seeking to promote Christian work to learn what obstacles can be successfully overcome, what opposition can be effectively met. We have no dream of the terrific trials which attended this church the first decade of its being. If we are to ask for an explanation of the success of this church in the face of all opposition and difficulty, it is to be found in a single word, faith. The founders knew the meaning of that word. Those who succeeded them believed in the promises of God, and they believed furthermore in the responsibilities of discipleship. They believed that salvation is wholly determined by the attitude of an individual toward Jesus Christ as his Savior and Lord. They never doubted that lost and saved are words of transcendent import. They did not mix up the significance of these terms, neither that of life and death. This church has always stood for salvation through the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ. Never has a pastor been called or maintained who did not stand four square to what we know to be the gospel of salvation through Christ. Shall we fail in this generation? By no means. No achievements of yesterday will take the place of the larger work of tomorrow. With the unmistakable evidences of a limitless possibility of a church like ours, filled with the Spirit of God, it'll be our own fault if we do not capitalize the past and make it contribute to the future. The difficulties of today are peculiar to today. We have no local constituency. We are in a business section of the city. What used to be a community church has utterly changed to a church of non-residents, people living in the suburbs. We have the further handicap of what does not exist in any other great city in America, namely a 10-cent car fare, which makes attendance twice a Sunday extremely difficult where there's a large family. Just now, we have the fearful handicap of an economic depression, unprecedented in the history of the United States. Now, in spite of all these disadvantages, it is our firm conviction that Park Street Church has a great work to do and that its future will be greater than its past. Right here on its present location, it has work to accomplish in this city.